episode of, I did not edit, I didn't edit episode three yet.
Don't tell him that.
Yo, she didn't mean that. Yeah, we're gonna post on Saturdays from now on. I think we're gonna post on Saturdays because if I upload last week's episode, wait, no, it's already 10 o'clock tonight.
Yeah,
we're gonna post on Sundays.
Yeah,
we're gonna post on Sundays.
Yeah,
Sunday, fun day. Excuse me. We just came to discover that this house just has a gaseous property on it, and it just makes you burp.
Well, we can't stop burping every time.
It's just the men. It's the men in this house. It's the fact that there's so many men. The ghost in my closet is a man. Yeah. Tell them what we're talking about.
I'll tell you what we're talking about. All right. So, I didn't watch Beastars the anime, but I read the manga.
Oh, wait. What's your name today?
Oh, my name?
Yeah, who are you?
Sashi. Not sushi, Sashi.
I'm going to be Sugarfoot. Yeah, Madam Sugarfoot.
Oh, wait, what was my other one? Skelly Wilington. No, it's, yeah. It's Skelly today.
Yeah.
It's Skelly, bro.
And I'm Lady Sugarfoot.
All right, so I read the manga for Beastars, mm-hmm. and I know all the characters' names. And I have my little notebook here, and I summarize how my feelings toward them.
Official.
Are y'all ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
So, Legoshi is an awkward, tall wolf bean boy, am I correct?
Oh, yes.
All right, Kolot is just a sheepdog. He's just a sheepdog. He's a background sheepdog. He has background no storyline.
Background sheep.
But Louie is a red deer, a sassy red deer.
Ooh,
that's what I put.
And hot.
Haru is a dwarf rabbit, and she's ho-ish. Come on. Ho-ish. I'm being light. I'm putting the LT beside her.
Ho-ish with bad bitch behavior.
But yes, ho-ish with bad bitch behavior. Anyway, Juno, that other wolf nobody cares about. Tam, the beautiful, loving alpaca that died in the beginning of the show.
The homie Tam.
Pour one out
for the homie Tam.
Jack, best friend of Legoshi. Also a
best boy. Best boy
award. Bill, Tiger Bastard.
Perfect.
Panda Daddy. We don't need to talk about it. Shishigumi, Lion, Yakuza, Pervs.
Oh, yeah. Lion, Yakuza, Pervs.
That should literally be the translation because that's what they are.
Yeah.
So I'm actually caught up from the manga up to the end of season one, but I read a little bit past that.
Ow!
And the show is fucking wild. It's a lot of blood and
it makes me want
to be a vegetarian. Makes me not want to eat meat for the rest of my life. Like, fuck animals.
He's been talking about vegetarianism all day, and I didn't even put pieces together that it was because of Beastars.
It was because of Beastars.
Yeah.
It's so graphic, and I should have expected it.
Did you just pull your wig off? Oh, my God. No.
Guys, I have a do-rag on. It's not a wig.
And he just moved, like, the tail of it. I was like, oh, my God. Did you snatch your wig?
No, I have weird mannerisms where I act like I have hair. I'm bald as shit. But I tuck it behind my ear. It's nothing there.
It's a do-rag.
It's nothing. See, I'm just doing this like I should.
It's a do-rag.
But anyway, the show is really great, and I can't wait to read more of season two because I don't have Netflix. Yeah. I'm not sure if this is available on anything else, but Crunchyroll said no. Yeah. When I tried to look that bitch up, I was like, Beastars?
It went. Yeah, I think it's a Netflix original right now.
That's some bullshit.
It is indeed.
But I actually like Haru. I'm not sure how many people are like, but she owns up to her shit, and I respect that.
I like her too. I don't dislike her.
It was just weird in the manga.
It's just weird.
I saw her and Louie doing it, and it was just like, these are animals. They turned the page, like, lick my finger, turn the page. I went, push my glasses up, okay, bye.
Yeah, that's the, ew. But they're like people in this, so it's like,
and then
people fuck.
The mayor's a bitch. I forgot to add him on my list because he doesn't matter, but anyway, he's a bitch, and he just didn't want to make his lion peeps look bad, even though they are Yakuza pervs. And, Yeah, but he's terrible. His eyes are freakish, and he doesn't look right.
He tried to look friendly, but I think he actually made himself look terrifying.
I also feel that Louis needs some sort of fucking therapy because he always wants to die by the hands of a carnivore. That's his fetish. He's just like, kill me now! Show bare your fangs! Bite me! He's into a lot of slammy, stomp on my vocal cords type shit.
Who's not?
Who's not? No.
Who isn't these days?
But like,
am I right?
I really like the aspect that Legoshi is like has an inner battle and he's looking in the mirror and it's like, "Eat us." And he's like,
No, I want to give her a wish.
But Bill the Tiger, that's the dumbest fucking name. But anyway, Bidu. Yeah. Anyway, that nigga said,
the bastard.
"Oh, these fingers are free? Guys, this is a hot deal. We can get five fingers for one."
Like, we can get a five finger fo-fo-fo.
I feel like even if I was a carnivore in this world, I'd be so uncomfortable with anything like that. I'd be like, "I don't give a shit. Ignore my feral instincts. I'd rather starve."
Yeah, it's like, we should go get poke bowls.
I mean, what about what they eat at lunch? It went into detail in the manga. Like, they eat bean sprout stems. Like,
yeah,
just they, eat what you eat at lunch, bitch. Like,
they eat like substitutes. Like, they're all vegetarian.
And then why are so many people getting murdered in the streets after that one? It's like after the first murder, they're like, "Oh, it's okay."
Oh yeah, it's crazy. Something really weird is happening.
That is, I'm scared to figure out what's going on if there's a bigger group.
Right. I think like the gangs are getting together or some shit. But I don't know. I only watched season one and I didn't read the manga.
No, I didn't. The manga doesn't put me ahead. It explains stuff more. Like, it has those long-ass pages. Like, in Naruto, the manga, how they be, "Do you want to know how this jinjutsu is done?" No, you bitch, know how I don't have time.
You know how you be reading shit in a manga, and then it's a paragraph? Like,
I don't read it.
I felt like that in the anime, and I just wasn't going to read that shit.
But that was, like, the Beastars manga, because they had a lot of things. Right now, they're telling me the stories of how everyone met. So, Legacy and Jack, his friend, how they met, and how everybody else
went over that,
and how Louis and Haru met, how everybody met. That's where it tells you more in depth about that. I don't give a fuck about Bill. I'll skip his entire chapter.
Yeah, fuck that nigga.
Don't say I mean, nah, he deserves
it. Fuck that nigga.
I have him listed
I can say
as Tiger Bastard, and that's what he is.
I can say nigga on my own podcast because I'm black.
I think he deserved that ass whooping, to be honest.
But, oh, more than that.
But, like, I don't know, like, I feel like Legacy is suppressing his inner feral instincts, and he's like, "I'm not gonna eat blood, it's gonna make me fucking crazy.
It's gonna make me weird."
I think he's powered by the power of love. So, yeah.
The power of love.
He be wilding on that love shit, though.
He be wilding.
"I don't need to eat herbivores. Love! Haru!" In the book, terrifying what happened to her, by the way. It was a lot. I'm sure they don't show that too much in the anime.
She knew it was him. They go over it. Look, it's scary.
It was very graphic.
Yeah, it's scary.
The manga is very graphic.
He nasty.
But I saw a scene from the show where it repeated one of the scenes from the shits, and it was just as terrifying. The manga just said, "Oh, there's so much shit I wanted to do." And then in drawing form, I wanted to watch that. Tom, no, I'm attached. I don't even know that nigga's storyline.
It's just because they hype him up so much. Like, I'm sure he was very sweet.
He when looked Legacy very nice. Tried to give her that love letter,
that was sad. She was like,
"He's gonna hit me. He's gonna give me sex." And then she's like, "You're so awkward, bitch. My friend just died. You're all being assholes. I'm leaving." I gave her the note.
And sharp. He's so sharp. Fuck, he's sharp.
You can't even play fight with the carnivores, bitch.
No, that motherfucker got talons.
What? I think we went over this last time, but what class would you be in? Would you be a herbivore or a carnivore?
I would be something in between, like a raccoon. I'd be some weird shit, like a dragon. I'd be like a rat,
since I lean way more towards like vegetarian stuff, because I really haven't been eating meat as much lately.
I just don't see myself as a prey.
The Beastar has really pushed me towards I don't want to eat that shit. It's scarred my brain. You want my fingers? They're 25%
Every time you see a peck of ground beef,
but what
thinking that
what
motherfucker's
animal
fingers.
Do you think I'd be? I feel like I'd be a herbivore, but
I feel like you'd be a cat.
I wouldn't want to get my ass beat though, so I'd probably like be a Louie. Because
we
I'm
could
like,
totally be cats.
Yeah,
cats are like murderers. For
There's
fun,
mouse
though.
People in the show. Yeah, I thought that was weird. Like, why are they in the school? They could easily die. Like. Easily.
Well, that's because it's a new thing. Like, that death was like, it shook things. Like, that wasn't normal.
But even in the manga, the carnivore was like, with his lunch train, he's like, "Oh shit, I almost stepped on."
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not okay.
No,
it's
not.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah, because they're so fucking tiny.
They're so tiny. And then in the manga, it was like, all short herbivores stay to the wall.
Yep.
Bitch, if I was a mouse in that show, I wouldn't be there.
I need my own school.
I wouldn't be in school. I'd be at home.
Yeah.
I'd be homeschooled.
I'd be a homeschooled rat. The fuck? I'd be a homeschooled rat. No, I wouldn't be like that small. And I forgot that they had the really small creatures. And then,
like, I can't even explain it. The black market in that show is just like,
sus.
Let me give you meat that you're not allowed to eat in school. And I feel like in the adult world or whatever they call it,
mm-hmm.
they can just be what they want.
Yeah,
but the school tries to teach you not to be
gross. Yeah,
murderers. Yeah, murderers.
See, some people just turn out like Bill, who's gonna do weird shit.
Bill's a murderer.
He's a murderer.
It's proven.
He's a killer.
It's proven. It's
like, I'm a motherfucking tiger. Yeah, I'll be your ass. I'll be her ass.
He was not having that shit. He wasn't having that shit.
Yeah,
he tried. He's a terrible actor.
Yeah.
We go hard in the paint.
In the paint.
What else did I want to say? What else happened in that bitch? Oh yeah. How do I pronounce it? All right. Gohan. Panda Daddy. Gohan.
Panda Daddy.
In the black market.
Yeah.
I love his character.
I do too.
He's just a therapist. If you picture a therapist, you don't think of him muscular and like,
yeah.
Stop doing that shit. Like, yeah, he's like that, and I appreciate it. Like, some
you don't
people
think
need
of Panda being aggressive, but like they can be, but they're also,
but he's a vegetarian. He's like,
they also,
you
can
want some bamboo tea, like
thrive on vegetarian shit.
And I thought it was really sad how he described, like, you can't distinguish love from your feral instincts, because some people went to commit murder because they loved him so much. And he showed like a dude who ate his arm off because he got a taste of like herbivore and was like, oh shit, I don't want to eat them though. Nom 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 nom.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that
that's a lot. I forgot about that guy. I ain't gonna lie, I might have pushed it out my brain.
I didn't push him out my brain. He's too beautiful. I remember him.
The guy who ate his arm?
No,
that's who I'm talking about.
He's a background on the wall sticker.
I'd be a bat.
A bat?
What? No, but bats are too small. They eat like fruit. I'd be a fruit bat.
I'd be a fruit bat.
I'd be kind of ugly.
I just don't want to get my ass beat. I'd love to be
like a flyaway.
I'd love to be a tall herbivore, not a giraffe. A tall herbivore that can still defend itself. You know,
a hippo. Just, well, no.
I fucking hate hippos.
Yeah, I know.
Let me tell you why.
A hippo.
I hate them. They're terrifying.
Beat your ass.
They're terrifying.
And then eat
and
your
the
ass.
Way they fight makes me look.
Ooh, yeah,
because they have their mouth, their jaws unhinged, biting each other, and their gums are bleeding. It's disgusting.
And then after the hippo beats your ass, he'll put his dick on your forehead and sit it there and be like, "Oh, you thought you was coming over here in my pond,
in my water
my
pool,
ladies.
My
nah,
water pool.
He's my pawns on your forehead.
Down.
Now swim back over on that side."
But I kind of
disrespectful.
I kind of do like it when Legacy is like, "Stop that shit!" And it's like his inner like,
yeah.
I bet that's how he sounds. That's how I picture him sounding. Instead of like, "Hey, stop it!" I picture him like, and everyone's like, "What the fuck, Legacy? You barely talk. What the hell?"
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I love that in general when like a quiet character is like, ah,
because it takes a lot to break a quiet person down.
Oh, excuse me.
Quiet people can either be cool or murderers. Legacy is not a murderer.
Yeah, he's just struggling. Struggling.
I don't know. I don't think he's gonna eat a herbivore because he fights the urge pretty hard.
Yeah, but I don't think he will either.
But I saw a scene from that too. It's still in the beginning of season one, right? When she got captured.
Yeah.
Do you know
that's when, like towards the end?
Yeah, when they went to a hotel.
I know their outcome.
They went to a hotel.
Mm-hmm. That was
when that
sus.
Happened. And she was like, "Oh damn, my body tried to get eaten by you," and that was weird. I was like, "Whoa, murder!" He like yeah. that was
like weird. That was like, okay,
so you can't be together because you'll both try to die. Well, no,
like,
you'll try to
fuck?
Die. You're into death.
You would think that like you'd be like, "I'm running away. You look like you're gonna eat me."
She's into that. I love how the first time
is.
Their first encounter
and she's just like, "Oh, that's weird."
She's like,
"I was trying to
she
suck
was like,
your dick
she was
and
like,
I got scared.
You want to have sex, right?" And he was like, "Huh?
Huh? Yeah, there's a rat in here." But yeah, that's what she
that was
so funny.
She's like, "Oh, your fur, it's different. I guess
yeah.
I'm fucking a wolf today."
Bro,
or whatever.
His fucking tail. She was at a strange point in life.
That's just weird to see.
Wasabi. Do you have to take a shit?
No.
No. I don't have to
not
take a
right
shit
now.
Either. I am gonna shit on some anime characters. Deku.
Oh, back to this bitch. Let me stop. Yo, don't hate me if you like Maduria.
I like Green. I like him.
You like broccoli?
I want you to know that I think he's very sweet.
Give me reasons to like him. He's a basic anime protagonist.
Have you watched up to Eri?
To what-y?
There's a little girl named Eri.
I don't remember names.
She's got a horn.
Pink?
No. She's a little girl.
No.
Okay, so you need to keep watching. Because, like, in the beginning, he's really, like, cringe built. But, like, later on, he gets control of his power to an extent. Like, he gets control of it and he starts using it well. And people are like, damn, this motherfucker, he working.
Why do anime main characters, when they don't get their ass beat, right? But they use all of their power and then, like, their arm, their skin peels off and it's, like, singed and scarred. And you're like, damn, don't use it no more. Shit.
I like that they kept his scars. Like, he still has the scars from when he would fuck his arm up.
That show is so fast paced because all I remember, right, because I read the manga, and look, they were fresh out of superhero school, and then every villain in the universe wanted to box them, and I was like, why is too soon?
Oh yeah, like, oh yeah. It happened too. No, they're still in school though.
Yeah, they were in the woods training or some shit, and everybody was like, oh, let's get them in the woods.
They grabbed Bakugo of all motherfuckers.
Oh, fuck that, no.
Yeah. He was fucking shit up though. They grabbed him. He was like,
I know that nigga wouldn't ask for help either. He'd be, I don't give a fuck if they find me or not.
He was fucking shit up. He was like looking for the windows and shit.
Why do
he
I wasn't picture scared. Him Azula-ing? You know, she went and like, fire came out of shit.
Because
I picture Bakugo like that.
That scene makes me uncomfortable.
Oh my god! I just thought of something. Sorry, I went.
He scared the shit out of me. Sorry. I was like, "Did you see the ghost? Okay. Did he touch you?"
If I did, it'd be boom, back up, bitch. Boom, boom. Damn, bitch. What else I gotta say? What did I just gasp about? You just remind me.
We were talking about Bakugo.
Oh yeah. If they were in the Avatar universe, Bakugo Firebender. Mwah.
Deku is definitely the Avatar. I'm playing. He's a Earthbender.
I always call him Red Riot. I don't know that name.
All Might is the Avatar, but
he's a retired Avatar.
He's like Master Roshi. Avatar Roku, where that motherfucker just disappeared.
He would avoid his responsibilities of saving people and just being the kind of like, hey, it's Avatar such and such. Be like, no the fuck it's not. And has like spikes aimed at your head and you're just like,
no, it's not. They won't believe you.
And just darts into the alley like,
let's talk Yami.
Who is, I love him.
He is,
what would he be? Water.
Fire. He bends darkness. He bends really dark.
There
air.
Probably is a darkness bender. Imagine the news. Imagine
the darkness flame.
Imagine the fucking newscast when they're like, we thought a lava bender was spotted. He's like, oh fuck. Like, yeah, you're not a bender. Yeah. And you're just in your house like, oh shit.
Yeah.
They can bend metal.
They just want me to live with these people.
What should I live in? Everything's made of everything. Like,
everything's made of everything.
But if you think about it, everything in your house would be made of something someone could bend. Yeah, so that's some bullshit.
No bender can bend wood.
So a wood house?
Wood.
Why do I think Katara could
brick. Bend wood? Brick. Brick ain't made of nothing.
But you know what could get rid of brick?
Brick
fire, water. No way. No escape.
Ain't no escape.
I'm the background character that gets fucked up in the boss battle at the end of the show. I'm just in the fucking rock pit where they're battling.
Honestly, I'm in like one of the buildings that they crash through for flavor. Like, just to make the fight spicy. Like, there was no reason.
Bro, nigga, I'm in the villages that the Fire Nation came through. I'm in the villages, hanging them, being when they fuck shit up, when there's a fucking tsunami outside and I can't protect myself. I'm one of them.
Yeah, I'm caught in the fields outside, like, trying to get my fucking
instead
corn
of my
on
cabbages, I'm like, my apples! I'm right across the street. I still get fucked up.
My fucking house!
Look, imagine my you're home. Like, guys, I think there's a fucking typhoon outside. They're just battling.
It's just teenagers
so
fighting.
Your house gets flooded. It goes down. You, oh, we're safe. And then an earthquake happens because Toph puts her fucking foot on the ground. The zoo goes like,
and
hey,
she's blind.
You? Fire to your damn house. And like,
damn.
Wrong.
Fucked up.
Then lava.
Can't catch up.
When I saw a lava bender, I was like, shit. Oh, nah.
When Bolin talked about some bended lava, I was like, oh, this is the end.
Ooh. This is the end. and people die in that show.
Oh yeah, and Korra
die.
Motherfuckers were.
Nah, Korra gets fucked up too detailed. I didn't need that. Blur it out.
That's what I'm saying.
Blur it out. Why they make it seem like she was supposed to protect us? Like you see a big ass head little kid on the ground being like, I thought Korra was the Avatar. I thought she was supposed to save us.
They should have made her a little bit more battle competent. Like she should have been beating ass.
I'm not even
like at least in the beginning of the show, she should have been beaten ass.
I
understand
it was
her,
cool that when she started off as a kid, she was like, blah blah blah, I'm the Avatar.
Her spirit connection won't it. I get it.
You need to have that balance though.
But she had the fight.
She had the fight, but you need to have your mind right to have your fight right.
I guess.
You know what I'm saying?
But she shouldn't have been catching so many L's like she was.
Fuck.
Body yaddy yaddy yaddy.
She got body yaddy 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 yaddied, and she got the 2-piece combo with a biscuit and a high C, and it wasn't okay.
And it was large.
It wasn't okay. That's why I can't respect her. If somebody can find give me a reason to respect her, because I don't. I appreciate she's part of the LGBT. Kind of knew that already. That's
we all knew that Korra was gay. We all knew.
I hate forced relationships.
She just didn't know it.
In any show, I hate forced relationships. It's unnecessary.
She was like aggressive with them boys.
I prefer.
I want you.
Dude, I just want the action and the political shits. I don't even
like
politics.
I will say this. The first season of Avatar, the romance had me on. Like, they had me in there. Like,
bitch.
I cared about Jet.
Mako wasn't feeling. Oh, wait. You talking about the regular Avatar?
Oh, yeah. Season one, the romances were everything. Like Zutara, like
that was everyone.
Just the hint.
I shipped Jet, Zuko, and Katara and Jet, and everyone with everyone. Like it was great times.
Katara and Jet, Katara and Haku.
I don't like how Jet ended. I don't like how storyline ended.
It made me very.
There were
very
too
fucked.
Many dark episodes that I didn't appreciate. That just where the endings are abrupt and like you never see them again.
It did get dark, but that was like also reminding you like while they're kids and they're trying to have fun, there's a war.
The world is fucked up and
there's a war that's
on.
Been going on for 100 years.
I didn't realize that. I thought it was you know,
no,
just
this
fun.
Is a war-torn world.
But
especially in the Earth Kingdom when you like see the refugees
and
life,
they make it funny, but Aang's being chased by the Fire Nation still.
Yeah.
And they're on a flying creature.
He's 12 years old, and everything he's ever known has been destroyed while he was frozen in a lake against his will.
I forgot. How did he get that way? Avatar State when his people were getting messed up?
No. Yeah, he was... He found out he was the Avatar, and he didn't want to go through with it. So he like kind of ran away. And in a storm... Him and Appa got knocked into the water, and his avatar state kicked in to defend himself, and he froze himself.
I picture like
for
baby,
100 years.
I picture baby Aang like, no, I don't want to be the Avatar.
Yeah,
and then he comes back like, I didn't.
Everyone's
mean
dead.
It. That's so depressing. As a kid, I blurred out and just saw rainbows and sunshine.
And then
honest.
All the bullshit with Appa happened, and you see Appa realize it happened too.
Yeah.
Like you see his memories going through with like
how
the
did they add so much
bison.
How they add so much eyeball
he's like
expression
one of the, he was like one of the last few air bison too, like they were going extinct.
I didn't know they were gone.
Yeah, but like there's more now.
I don't have COVID, I swear. I've been screaming in the car.
And
anyway.
In Korra it was really cool that they like reinvigorated like the air kingdom type thing. That was cool.
Wasn't that his
you
son
must
wasn't
leave everything
wasn't,
behind that you know
wasn't Tenzin his son?
Yeah,
I forgot about that. That's why Katara was there. I was like, why is she here?
Daddy.
She's like, oh, you're the new Avatar. Time Tenzin. To die. I feel like Katara really just waited to be like, oh, there she is.
Tenzin is hot.
He's hot. I like his bald head.
Yes.
Yes.
I like his beard.
You know the moment where I was just like, I'm not watching the fucking show. And I stayed home from a homecoming
Excuse
game
me.
To watch that season premiere. And
sorry. It's the burp zone.
It is, bro. I understand.
I'm not even gonna
but
say
when I watched that premiere, that's when I just gave up hope for Korra, because she lost the Avatar state. All of the fucking avatars before her were just like, they all like did that and just
I unplugged. No,
and I went,
I shat my pants and died.
I was like,
how
she fucked up the
avatar. How
and like a tear almost came to my fucking eye. I was just like, how do you how? Fuck up the Avatar state? You fucked up everything else.
How?
All right,
it's one thing if you can't use it good.
I forgot what happened, sort of, because it's been a minute, y'all. That show was... When it came on, I was in it, though. But...
Like, when Aang lost his connection... He lost his connection. He didn't, like, delete the Avatar.
I can't completely remember, but I remember Korra being gigantic. I think her Avatar state took over, but it was, like, poison with somebody else's thing, and they're like, oh, this is the Avatar state, huh? Went in that bitch, got rid of everything, and yeah, then she couldn't activate it anymore because she fucked it up. And who was in it? Zuko's uncle.
Oh.
Iroh was in it, but he was all skinny. It was weird. And his voice, I know his voice actor passed. I'm sorry. Yeah. But like, that's what made me sad. I was like, you're not him. Like, I heard, it sounded like somebody trying to do an impression, but not well. And I was like,
yeah.
Zuko, you must take the time to like, drink your tea.
He was like,
tea.
Hi, Korra. And there were like fucking yokai everywhere. He's like, want some tea? He's like, she was like, I'm so sorry. I fucked everything up. He's like, it's okay. No, it's not. I know you're calm.
He would have said it was okay.
He did. But to me, I was like, what are you fucking doing?
I like
that. He has a citizen, just like.
I like that Iroh was there to comfort the Avatar, you know? I feel like he would have comforted Aang. If there was ever the chance for him to sit down with Aang and talk to him, I feel like
they would have just talked.
Yeah. He would be like, I don't
care.
Remember
when he revealed that fucking. Was it rice bags under his stomach? Cause like, yeah, I'm ready to fight. We're like, what
yeah,
the
that
fuck?
Was funny.
Bullshit. In season one, he was in a hot tub and he didn't have that, so he's been working out in secret.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
He was like, I gotta get ripped to get out of here. Okay.
Yeah, Korra doesn't have my respect, yo. I don't appreciate it.
I don't appreciate it.
I'm not even in that world. I'm not even a passerby citizen.
No.
It's just, I
How
feel
do you
it
train
was wrong
all your life. Other avatars don't
it.
Like.
No one even remotely
didn't
messed
even
up the Avatar
that,
state.
Like,
the Avatar state unplugged. I was like,
Aang didn't have training. He figured that shit out.
And then she got poisoned. And I was like, why do y'all want? I don't like the underdog coming up. And it took towards the end of the show for her to be like, I'm better. Really, towards the end of the show to be like, I got this.
Yeah, they were
waited too long.
L after L waited. After L after L.
Even when she cut her hair with the vibe. With the
Bob.
Bob. The Bi-Bob. That's what it's called because I can relate. And when she had that, you would think, oh, hell yeah. She's fit. Her legs are fixed. Got smacked up. And you would hear,
why.
Yike.
I thought she had, like, joined some old ladies tribe or
no,
something.
No.
No. She just cut her
You
hair.
Know what she was doing at home when she got poisoned? Crying about it.
Yeah.
She was at her own ceremony like, I fucked up, didn't I? Instead of getting up with that energy in season one where she was like, I can do it. I'm the Avatar. Yeah.
I feel like they introduced her to
depression.
Us as that character.
They showed
and
us
she
depression.
Just never came out as that character.
They showed us what depression meant, and we were like, oh.
Yeah, and another friend of mine was saying they were trying to, like, create a narrative to make it seem
relatable?
Like, no, like, they were treating, like, they felt like Korra was acting like an abuse victim. Like, how she was trying to, like, get over. Because she was scared of, like, a mom.
Oh, yeah, she was terrified.
She was scared.
She was terrified.
And it was
he
like...
He was scary.
Yeah.
He killed people with electricity.
Yeah, but Aang was like... Aang, and this is like, he wasn't even flexing, but it was. He was like, I don't want to kill this man. Like,
I know I can.
I could, but, like, I'm not gonna. Like, that's just fucked up. Like, that's a person, bro.
Also, what happened to Aang? He just...
I don't know how
they
he
never
died.
Explained.
And I want a movie
I need
of that.
Cause he
or
looks
like,
so cute.
Where Sokka went?
Where is Sokka?
Katara was still alive,
barely.
But remember, Grand Grand was alive forever.
Look, Grand Grand, yo,
ever.
She has a secret.
And he had hella kids.
Yeah, he repopulated.
He had hella kids.
He
bro.
Repopulated, bro.
He had a kid that bent every element.
Why couldn't he beat Avatar? Shit.
Even bitches.
How did they get Katara? Was she just... Did she know Tenzin because Aang was like... I don't... You know, his son... He was like, raise her? I forgot what happened. What the fuck happened?
What do you mean?
In the opening, when Korra was in her little water tribe, her parents were like, oh, I think we have the Avatar in our belly or something. I forgot what fucking happened.
Oh, no. Like, the baby came out. She was like, bending all the elements at age 3.
I'm the Avatar! Deal with it. Damn. Oh
and
yeah, I remember
like,
that.
Yeah, this.
Yeah, we were
lit.
Like, hell yeah, and then it was like, oh, she's
oh,
scared.
She sucks.
And she's whack.
No, like, cause like she's training every day, beating.
You would think
up.
She wouldn't.
She goes to some the bending games.
Yeah,
and she's getting whopped up because they changed the rules on her.
I think I understand her fear of like the people she got to fight. Cause me too. But as the avatar, I feel like you'd have to boss up to that. Yeah, you but as protect, somebody
who's
you know?
Been trained that that's what you do all your life, I understand you get put with the, like, you get it put in your face and scary shit happens. But, like, I feel like she just didn't own up to who they made us think she would be.
Yeah.
And that is our fifth Avatar reference.
Sorry. Look, if you're a Korra fan, it sucks for you.
Sorry.
I'm Team Aang for life. Team Aang and all before.
Team Kiyoshi.
Facts.
Can we get a fucking Kiyoshi movie?
Can we? I will pay a lot of money to see that. Can we get a
Kiyoshi season?
Take my money.
That was a bad bitch.
She was a baddie.
She was like, I'm going to take my friends and roll.
Dead ass. She said, bye.
She separated that piece of continent. She said, bye.
Damn.
Peace out.
Remember when Sokka was hitting us with those fucking Hakus and he really thought he was the shit? And the girl's like,
That was a fun, that was cute little episode.
But there's a war going on. I'd always be that character that comes in late.
There's a war.
I mean, the Fire Nation is at the back door.
Yeah, people are getting whopped up, bro.
People are getting ransacked.
We can't take our time.
And the sad thing when Aang was at the little Fire Nation school or something.
Yeah.
And all the kids were like, oh, we have to obey our supreme leader. I was like, communism? Our supreme leader. They were basically.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, whoa. Hydra. Yeah, it was fucking wild. It was wild.
Yeah, to be a Fire Nation kid is sad.
If you think about it. If it was supposed to be sort of based in China, China's communist. And back then, if they're in that region, because the map of that show is crazy. It said fire, water, earth. They're all over here somewhere. And we're like, what? Asia? Asia.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, actually. Yeah. It was like the north and south, east, west, air temples and shit. That was cool. I don't even really remember the air temples on the map. What I really remember is that Earth Kingdom is big as fuck.
What was it called? Ba Sing Se?
Ba Sing Se.
Is the capital?
There is no war in Ba Sing Se.
But I don't... Ooh, that place... I feel like you get knocked in the head if you know too much. And
oh, yeah.
I would know too much because I just be witnessing. I'm just a witness.
There's a lot going on in the Earth Kingdom. There's some places that are liberated and there's some places that are being inhabited. It's crazy. It's schwazy. But
so many hidden places. If you think about it, like Earthbender could just open a tunnel underground and be like, yeah, we kept them down here.
I would... still choose to live in that universe, though.
What, in Earth Kingdom?
In, like, the Avatar universe?
Yeah, now that I think about
it. Sorry, not sorry. I would choose to live there.
There's no safe anime universe, if you think about it. Unless it's a daily high school, but still shit happens. You could get hit by a car.
I would really hope that I was a bender, though, because if I live in that world, it's like, imagine living in a world of magic and not having magic. I'd beat people up.
Some people are just dealt that hand, though. You can't really help it.
Yeah, no, I want magic. In a magic world.
I actually watched the anime, right? I forgot what it's called. It's called something. Irama Goes to Demon School. LOL. And it's this boy, and you know, it's a stereotypical, his parents like spending the money and they were poor and he did chores and he was a good boy.
Hayate no Gotoku, is that you?
Yes, pretty much. He just knew animation.
Is this a thing that Japanese people think?
Yeah, well, I never understood that. It's common in a lot of anime.
Yeah,
but what happened in it? So this demon lord, who's basically the devil, but he looks like an old man, wanted a grandkid and stole him from his home like a bat out of hell. And raised him. And he's like a sugar daddy. He has so much fucking money. Sends him to school. Says, you're my grandson. You're great. I'm telling everyone you're my grandson. But don't tell him you're a human. Please don't tell him you're a human.
Oh, shit.
They will murder you. And he's like, what the fuck? And in school, he has... a superpower. It's not really a superpower, but he can avoid danger at anything. Shit happens, someone throws a plate, he's just like, he bends back, breaks his spleen.
He ain't about the drama.
First day of school, somebody tried to beat his ass. This man avoided every punch.
I'm sorry, I just opened the webtoon and I saw that. It looks really cool.
How's moving castle? Where? But yeah, that's what that's about. No, I'm just saying that's that looks like how when he was Birdman,
bro. He got isekai'd.
Not by a fucking bus. Not by a bus. I refuse.
Bro. No, that's a whole ass 18 wheeler, bro.
Yo,
truck.
Yo, bro. That's how they need to get rid of you to get isekai. You can't be okay if you get hit by the car. You got to get hit by something that weighs tons.
He said he was there 1,000 years.
Don't read a webtoon. He's back.
I'm not gonna read a webtoon right now, but I want to.
But that's how you get isekai. You need to get hit with something that could murder you.
Kitty sick.
What else?
Do you want to talk about Powerpuff Girls? Z.
Wrote off such a long time ago. My brain stem can't connect.
It
was. Anymore.
It's just really cute. It looks nice. Rap boys. Was anyone else like, so they fell in love with themselves?
Yeah, it's weird. It's like having one of those twins that don't look that are opposite gender.
I feel like that taught us to love ourselves.
Ew! Look at his eyes! Yo. Maybe it's Maybelline.
Watch the Speed the Racer fuck? Dub. He is sexist.
It said Charge Man Ken.
What? What
the, is it? Huh?
They have a lot of Robot like Carnival. Weird superheroes. Like, the fucking Power Rangers, and then there's like Yo-Yo Man. That shit looks weird. There's only two episodes.
I wonder why.
That shit ain't right.
Oh, they said 90s throwback. 90s throwback.
Remember when we watched all of School Rumble?
Yes.
How long
was
that?
Why do people hate on that show? It's so funny. Good. It's funny as hell.
It's fun. There was one episode that was a whole like reference to other shit that I didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
I only knew like the Fist of the North Star reference, but there was like other shit in there that was like, what the fuck
is
this?
They made anime references within an anime.
Yeah, it was great. What I would love that show to still exist now because they would like make fun of Jujutsu Kaisen and
yeah, they would. Demon They'd Slayer. Add scenes from that.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
You know what I hate the most?
Yeah.
Misunderstandings. I'm reading a webtoon right now.
Oh, my God.
I think it's
They
called,
be killing me with
it's
them
It's called
shits.
My BFF, right? And this couple, like, they love each other, but both of those dumbasses don't know it. And yeah. So much shit happens to make them confused, and I hate it, and it hurts my soul.
That's why...
It's too much misunderstanding. There's a balance you need.
I liked Peach Girl because, like, sometimes there's misunderstandings that are just kind of like, if you talked...
Yeah, you're just like, can you communicate?
You would understand.
God damn it.
But in Peach Girl, it was like, I can't talk. I can't tell you. Like, I can't explain it to you because something bad will happen to me if I try. So they kind of, like, try and get you to figure it out. And it's like, damn. Because Peach Girl don't play that shit. She's like, what's up? What's good? What's the matter? Why are you wiling? What's wrong?
I can't tell you.
But
what would you do though if your friend was like, you be, what's wrong? They be, I can't tell you.
Write it down. This horse back there with the Tina Turner wig, I don't
I'm
like
so
her.
Excited. I pictured doing that and then bobbing his head.
Wheels keep on turning. I'm a fucking horse.
Guys, every Yo. Naruto movie Yo. Is on fucking Crunchyroll.
What?
Not unless you're a mega fan like me.
That's like me being on Netflix. Like, guys,
y'all know it's funny. I have all these subscriptions, but don't have time to watch them. Take my money.
Adult life.
Ew, a child on the cover. No.
Can I just say that I'm permanently sick of teenagers and movies?
Teenagers and movies. What do you mean?
Sick. Teenagers. Like, I can only put up with teenagers in anime because they somewhat act right.
What do you mean?
I'm tired. Of movies starring teenagers.
I don't get what you mean.
I'm sick of like high school movies or like
oh yeah
any kind of kid in the show is like oh fuck you
first of all nobody fucking acts like that.
No like why
realistically no
and then like, I'm just sick
actually for factually no
I'm tired. I need adults
for really and not for fake
in my life.
No,
I'm sick.
Anime to show your mom. Look at how it.
That is really
it
funny.
It says anime to show your mom.
Anime to switch to when your mom knocks on your door.
Bitch, no.
That's what that means.
Every anime I used to watch back in like, yes, I've watched anime for a minute, 2010, when I was watching it, I never realized how hentai Etchy. All the scenes were. They were very like, and I ignored it. And ignored
now that I'm adult, I'll just watch porn.
Now that I adult. Everything is smut.
I'll just watch hentai.
Pretty much.
But like sometimes you just want to watch ecchi.
Yeah, but I'm unfazed. Like, I'm unfazed.
I just liked ecchi because I was scared to be gay. And it was like, I'm not gay. I'm just watching a show.
I've always wanted to watch Lupin because I play the video game. Ew, yeah. His fucking chin. Oh, I'm still going to watch it. Oh, that hairline is wild. Sorry.
I watched a Lupin movie and it's so cute. Yes. And I think that's the one that I watched. And it reminds me of Studio Ghibli's animation. Like, it just makes me, it makes me happy. Wow. It's really simple. Like, they wear plain clothes, but it's so cute.
What is he, like a cop?
He's like a detective.
Oh, yeah, money. Detective Lupin.
But, like, he's a detective, but he's not supposed to be.
He'd be like, I figured it out.
Tell me how you get isekai to fucking Red Lobster. Stop playing with me.
No way.
Stop playing.
No.
Stop playing.
No.
That's what this is.
No, how? They, what?
I'm assuming she gets hit by a big ass bus. And probably. Then she has to work in a demon realm. That's what I got from this. Because. That's dumb as hell.
Sucks.
Why I gotta work after I die?
Right. In as hell, a waitress of all things.
Of all things.
You know they make like $3 an hour.
Yo, why does Fruit Basket look so dark? What's up with the cover? Because
it's wallflower.
Is some shit happening? Fruits why is it so dark looking? I can't watch it no more.
Because that one guy, the leader of when their the clan guy? Is weird. Or is a girl? I don't remember. But I know the leader of the clan is like obsessed with Yuri. The boy that we don't like because he's mean.
Oh, I know who you're talking about right off the bat. How did you give me that the smallest description?
Yeah, fuck him. It's all about Kyo, okay?
Kyo
did nothing wrong. All he wanted was to belong, and he's like,
why are all the females on the cover of these anime like their shirts? They're like, let's do it from a man looking down position. Like,
let me see.
I hate it. Hold up.
I want to see it.
Why does it keep scrolling up? My phone,
I would like to see it.
I feel like I broke my phone, everyone.
Maybe you did.
My phone is like...
I'm like, stop. It's coughing.
Trapped in a game. Do you love your mom and her two... What? What is this title? Two hit multi-target attacks? Is it about fighting? His mom got isekai'd. I'm gone.
Damn, that's fucked up.
And he got isekai'd too. So it's awkward.
Okay. And they're like,
that's funny. It won't let me show you because the universe said no.
Said, nah, don't let the gay see it.
Shit.
Don't let that gay crud see it. I'm trying to
prove a point. Fuck.
You're a hex girl. Fuck. And I'm gonna put a spell on you. They have hex girl merch.
Everyone, if you can find the link to this, it's an anime I watched a long time ago and I love it but can't find it anywhere, and it's so funny and their eyes are big as fuck. It's called Kararin Revolution, and I used to be able to watch the episodes on YouTube, you know, with the English subtitle, part 1 season 2, that type of shit, but now it's not up there because it said, oh, you trying to watch this shit for free? Hell no.
I'm gonna show you this app. It's an app for Kiss Anime. And mm-hmm. it actually works.
Kiss Anime?
Do you have to pay? No, it's free. Oh, all you have to do, when you click an episode.
Isn't Kiss Anime used to have all those like.
Yeah, but that's why you get the app.
Titties. Everywhere?
You get the app because then it doesn't have all the shit on it. So remember I was talking about that one anime, Daphne in the Brilliant Blue? Mm-hmm. I said it wrong.
Oh, shit. Oh.
But they have it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't find this bitch anywhere. And I kind of want to buy it. But like, they have the show, and you just look it up.
Is it only the dub?
Nope, they have the other ones too. And all you have to do is like, you have to watch one ad, but you like click the shit at the bottom.
Wow.
Like you just click the thing at the bottom, exit out of it, and then you can watch.
Because you know I'm staying up till probably 3 tonight. That gives me something to watch. Oh yeah, Funimation.
3 tonight.
Funimation has a lot of good older anime up there.
Yeah.
And guys, the subscription is only $5.99 a month, but I always go extra even though I barely watch it. For Funimation, $5.99
really
a month. Yes.
okay
it's not
because expensive. The season 2 of Demon Slayer comes out on Funimation tomorrow, I think.
Oh yeah, it's right, it said featured, it said bow, it's right here,
bow,
it's right here, bow.
So I might have to do that.
It's not expensive. I think no. I gave you my password though.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I gave you.
Yeah, you did. Holy shit.
Yeah, just find that shit.
Holy send shit, it to you. Though.
I forgot
no,
it,
No, I think I wrote it down.
Just ask me for it later. I'll give it
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, bet. Fucking big ass bet. I know. I'm going to watch.
Oh, my ass. Guys, this chair hurts my ass.
Oh, my ass.
You know what I feel?
I sit in that shit for 8 hours working.
Why does he look like that?
Why does he look like
that? I like him as a main character. I don't even know what it's about. I was trying to watch Skate Your Infinity. I don't know where to find that. It's a skating anime. If you couldn't tell. And the dub has the voice actor of Legoshi, Jonah. I forgot what his last name is. Jonah. His voice actor is really cute, by the way. He got a fang on it. All right, let's see what's new on Funimation. Kakushigoto.
Kakushigoto.
Yowamushi pedal.
I just want to see. Ew. I'm trying to send you the link to this app.
Bicycle anime. Gross.
I'll let you ride my bicycle. I'll let you ride my bike.
You know the only, was it shoujo anime you recommended to me that I like?
Yeah.
Kimi ni Todoke.
Kimi ni Todoke is really nice.
It's really good.
I also recommend Say I Love You.
Did I watch it? Somebody gets flipped down the stairs. She's like, yeah. Don't bump into me, bitch.
And she kicks him in the face. Like, yes. And it's really extra because she didn't really need to. But she's wearing zebra panties. And he's like, you got zebra panties on. She's like, fuck you. She's like how I used to be, where it's just overreact to everything.
And I'm sure everyone has watched this anime before. But Blue Exorcist, when it came out, was fucking lit. The first episode, crazy.
Yeah.
Like, there's a fucking demon portal in the crib.
Damn.
Damn. Why do I like anime that's titled like The Rising of the Shield Hero and shit like that? I've been watching it. Because
you're basic.
Is it isekai? You're basic.
You're basic.
Let you run my How's you watch Dead Man Wonderland? It's in my recommended.
That's Alex's favorite anime. It's one of his favorites.
Sorry, I click shit on accident and then panic.
That's funny. Well, this version of the app isn't there anymore. Ooh. But there's like another one.
This is the anime where the girl's reading yaoi and punches the fuck out of her friend.
Love to see it.
She drops her book. I found it, yo. What's it called?
Weak.
Nichijo, My Ordinary Life. Yes, watching it.
I want to ride my bicycle.
Thank you for putting it in my recommended.
What app do you use for manga?
Manga? I just go to Manga Go. I don't have an app.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Everything's free. Manga Go. Hey, never mind. I take it back. If it's free, then they're going to stop giving it to us. Skate to Infinity's on Funimation. Hell yeah.
Free to Infinity?
Skate to Infinity.
Is that an anime about skateboarding?
It's literally about skateboarding, bitch. What? And there's two characters in it who I've heard are very gay, and I'd love to see it. One super strong. See him? He's in the back, upside down. To the top left.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's weird.
Skate the infinity. I hit that note, didn't I? Yeah.
I guess.
Damn. What was I watching, bitch? I have a lot in my shits.
What are we gonna talk about now?
I was just looking at my recommended and reading it off. To be honest with you, guys, we're never prepared. I was a little bit prepared in the beginning. I actually wrote shit down yesterday, so we were kind of prepared.
Oh, watch Wolf's Rain.
No, nobody wants to watch that sad shit.
You want it. Nobody wants to watch. You want to cry.
Card Capture Sakura, best. One of the best.
It is one of the magical best. And I was sleeping on it for a while.
I watched the entire shit. I remember.
I would love if someone just recommended me an anime to watch where they have just big ass eyes.
Katsugeki Token Rambu. Sorry, I just wanted to read the title. Continue. Sorry.
I would love to start a narrative. just recommend us shit. To watch, and we'll talk about it.
Whoa. Why are they all thick? Look, this is what I look for in a good anime. The picture. I just look at the picture and I can sort of tell, you know what I mean?
What about Ass Fight, the anime? I don't remember what it was called.
Ass Fight? Oh, just type in Ass Fight, ass anime.
No!
Don't look it up.
I'm gonna look it up.
Bro, look it up. See if that pops
up.
I'm
an adult.
Though.
I'm not even gonna go incognito.
Why are you scared? Do it.
I wonder
anime.
If it pops up.
Do it.
Dude. Anime ass booty.
It Instagram. Starts with a K. I swear it starts with a K.
I bet it does.
I swear it starts with a K. Yu Yu Hakusho is up here. What the fuck?
On what?
On Funimation. They've added so much. Oh my god. Death Parade. I've never watched
it. What's it called?
It's on Crunchyroll as well. Want me to see? It's in my. It's in my saved. That's some dumb shit. Hold up.
My list.
I have it in my list. Hold on.
Oh, it's a bullshit. Game.
Damn it, sign me out.
On, what's it called?
It starts with a K.
Water game.
Water. Oh, God. All of these are bad to search. I was about to be like, water.
I'm gonna find it for you all.
I said water butt fight, and I was like,
how much meth is safe to booty bump? If you're asking on the internet, you shouldn't do it.
What the fuck? Don't do that. It's not good. It's obviously not good for you.
Dang, I guess booty bump is bad.
Y'all will never
drugs
know.
Up their ass.
What is up God here? Damn it. What is up here?
You can't have anything in this world. I'm trying to find an anime about girls fighting each other with their tits.
Oh, this is nightmare. I'm not watching that. Look at this. Who wants to watch that?
Oh, nah. Oh, fuck you.
It's two girls in high school.
Just having a normal-ass
and
conversation.
And then there's a fucking Titan zombie in the background. Touching that. Anyone got some bleach?
Absolutely not. That's worse than some random-ass Jujutsu Kaisen shit.
Ew, that gave me chills. It was gross. It was gross. It was gross. What is that with all this scary shit in the background?
I know if I ask Yanni, he'll be like, yeah, that's this.
Yeah, you should. You should just ask him, bro.
If I ask Yanchan, he'll be like,
Yanchan. Yeah, we call him Yanchan.
Yanchan. I'm gonna bleep his name out.
Fire Force is good. Yeah, you should. We're gonna beep.
And he'll be forever Yanchan.
Yanchan. Yo, if y'all ever watch The Untamed, y'all know Lanchan, don't you? Yeah, I watch it too. I'm with it.
It wasn't volleyball, though.
They were fighting with their asses. Look it up. Search.
Cass. Kate? I found it just by typing in K. Keijo.
Keijo.
I literally typed in K and they were like, you want this?
I would have typed in K ass and.
Oh my god.
What?
I'm gonna watch it now.
I definitely wanna watch it now.
Yeah, you definitely wanna watch it. Yeah. I'm gonna pick you up my ass cheeks and
imagine, right? Your parents are like, so what do you do for a living, son?
And then they see a girl's ass cheek.
He's drawing it, sketching it full detail, and he's like, I can't tell you.
LOL.
Oh my god. He's ugly and I don't want to watch it. God. Dang, the power in her ass. Imagine how much you gotta work out.
She threw her ass like she's throwing a punch. That's what Megan Thee Stallion be. She was so.
That's what the goal is.
LOL.
Y'all also need to watch Natsume's Book of Friends. It's really calm. It's like Mushishi, but it's really cute.
The pictures for Keijo is just great.
Imagine having that in your room. Imagine having that on your manga.
I want a figurine of this. Oh yeah.
Why is it in a line? Keijo begins with butt.
Put your ass in a line.
Nothing to it but to do it.
It looks like she's farting, bro.
Ew.
I love it.
Wait, so did her parents okay this? She looks like she's still like,
Go ahead. In one episode,
ask college.
The parents came to watch them play.
Oh my god.
And this one girl, she actually knows karate, but she chose to do this shit instead. Like, she knows.
I mean,
her dad is a judo master.
Live your life, bro. Do what you gotta do and live in color. She's beautiful. You see who I'm looking at, correct? She's beautiful.
Oh, she is beautiful. What is that? Anytime we see a brown anime character, it's just like.
And she's gone. They said, I'm gonna bait you so you can click them. Make some clickbait.
That's so funny.
That's some bullshit. She's gone. Bokuro no. Do you ever read the titles like that when you're just searching? I'm not watching Tokyo Ghoul. I don't want to cry. I'm not ready.
There's this girl who has like a wolf that comes out of her ass and she just goes numb.
When
and
that happens,
just beats
does it go?
Up. No, it goes.
We need the power. It needs to come out of your ass with a fury.
While she's listening to BL in her headphones.
LMAO.
Yeah.
What's that?
I think she literally is. She's listening to
Free
BL in her headphones.
Looks like a lot of wet hugs.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, don't even add that.
That looks like a fart.
It looks like a ball came out her ass.
It looks like a fart.
Actually, no pause, because that's what I saw, so.
Because I'm free.
Sailor Moon R. When I saw that, I always thought it meant rated R, and I was like, what the fuck are they doing? I'm lying.
Hello.
No, I'm not. There she is.
Oh.
Baby girl. It was
Michiko.
I think you watched this, and I heard the ending song.
Yes, but I didn't finish it. It's really long. Like, it's longer. You would get the occasional 30-something episode anime, which wasn't my life.
ReZero was haunting me. Oh, what? Parasite has a live action?
If it's more than 24 episodes, I'm out of there.
Parasite has a live action, and it's only parts one and two, so I'm guessing it's a movie. And it's a live action. Ow, my ass.
Ow, my ass.
Have you ever read, well, not read, watched, that's what I call it.
I have watched.
I can't read all the R's.
But I didn't finish it. I didn't finish it, though. But yeah, apparently that one motherfucker be fucking shit up.
Revolutionary Girl Utena is the first like Yuri,
yeah,
from like the 90s. Do you see it? It's a black girl and those two.
Oh yeah,
yeah, you should watch it. It's good.
I remember seeing them a lot, actually, probably because I'm gay.
Am I dumb as hell, or I never understood the plot to Black Butler? I've watched it a lot with my friends, but no matter how many times, I'm just like,
there's a figurine
lying to me.
Anyways,
the factory was just like, yeah, are y'all pulling that out for real?
You
like,
can continue.
I can't after that. Why does everything have a live movie? Look, Tokyo Ghoul, bro. It looks
that's weird.
Cool. Looks cool. What's going? Whoa, it looks sick though. But how y'all gonna animate that? Really, Genshin movies? The movies we never finished? What the fuck?
Everything's on Funimation. We only never finished the third one.
Everything's on Funimation. I said on animation.
The last one.
What's Black Lagoon?
Oh, but they also have those movies on Netflix.
Is Black Lagoon good? You watched
Black Lagoon has the other girl. She's tan. Remy is her name, I think.
I'm sorry.
She has these cool ass guns and she's got tattoos and she wears booty shorts.
This looks sick.
Yeah, whoa, what's that?
I can't even read it. 8
That does look cool. Bring more, the Yasai?
Yasai?
What's that his name? Yasairu. That was a cool anime, but it was about a real, there's a real black samurai that existed.
Yeah, I've heard about
back
that.
Back in the day.
That is awesome.
And he was a prince. Yeah. He was a prince, and he was brought over in slavery, and he was doing cool shit. So they made him a samurai.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
He was doing cool shit. I think was he? I don't know. I might have fucked that up, but black samurais were
real.
Oh,
yeah. King's Game was cool. It has, you know those anime moments where they be, I'm gonna do it, don't do it, I'm doing it. Ah!
Yeah.
And exert all the power. It has a lot of those moments.
That's
Ooh, I found my show. It's one of the best BL I've watched in my lifetime. Came out in 2010. I know the, what is it, the English version of it now because I can never find the shit. It's called The Betrayal Knows My Name, and this is what they look like. He's reincarnated as that guy's girlfriend, and he has the same.
I remember that.
Yeah, they're beautiful. And
I need to rewatch that.
It's really
good. That was really good.
I'm putting this in my save.
What's it called again?
The Betrayal Knows My Name.
That's a good anime.
And his voice is so good.
They're so cute.
XXOLX up here. Scoop. It's like I'm shopping.
Scoop.
Yes, I am hyping up Funimation. Get it.
Excuse me, sorry. Yeah, get Funimation. If you like anime, you should have Crunchyroll and Funimation.
Those are the two go-tos, but Funimation has more for real. What is this?
What?
I'm saving it. It's a Chinese anime. I'm with it.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you like more than Shonen.
I'm with everything. Yeah, no
some
comment.
Only watch Shonen anime.
I don't only watch Shonen because I had a magical girl time for a while.
Remember when they had the magical boys?
It's just, I just don't like, what is the word?
What?
It's not even.
Weakness?
Just, no. That's what men do. It doesn't matter. I don't discriminate. I just hate weak. I can't explain what it is. I just don't like romance with if any girl's in it, it's always a harem. Or whatever, and I just want action. I want a female character with action, no romance, even remotely developing.
Well, that's why I like Say I Love You. There's other characters. It's not like where this weird Bella situation happens where it's just some boring girl that's unremarkable.
Let me
that
tell
everyone falls in love with.
Bella was hella boring, bro. I'm not even
so
gonna
boring.
She was so fucking boring.
There was nothing like
what
cool
did he
about
find
her?
What did he see in her?
I mean,
her blood is like, ooh, it smells like cookies.
But you know what's really funny? It doesn't matter. If you're the new girl, everyone's obsessed with you. It doesn't even matter if you're cute. Like, if there's a new girl that comes to school in the middle of the fucking thing, everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Yo, y'all know what's funny? That. The whole time we were talking like this, I slowly started sliding down.
Oh, yeah.
That's why my ass is
numb. His audio just gets further and further away from the mic.
I'm still scrolling. This is how much Funimation has to offer. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Inuyasha, Dragon Ball Z, they got everything.
And that brings us to our first ad. Funimation. No.
I fucking wish.
Absolutely not.
They're like, well, you cussed to go to Tamumachi.
We're coming up on our time.
Carnival!
Carnival.
Ooh.
You never watched it? I remember that boy, the black hair one.
Yeah, you know my times. This came out back in the time when I was like,
back in the anime.
Devil May Cry.
I introduced Jay to anime and he just superseded me immediately. But yeah, we're running up on our hour.
Kingdom the movie?
Thank you.
I'm still finding shit. I'll shut up now.
For tuning in.
Thank you.
I am Lady Sugarfoot.
And I am Skelly Wylington.
You can find me on Instagram at AnimeZynga. Twitch and Twitter also at AnimeZynga.
Yo, and I swear we're about to make this Instagram for the podcast, okay?
And it's let me see if the name is available.
If not, I'll find a way. Trust that.
Follow.
We're gonna have a plug.
I guess I could make a Twitter, but I don't want to.
No, Twitter is whack.
Well, Twitter, so that we can at people.
Ew, as soon as you brought up Wolf's Rain, I found it on Funimation. Disgusting.
Hate. Watch Wolf's Rain.
Hate. Don't watch it. You're going to cry too much. It's not good for you. Stay hydrated.
Someone already has
it. Oh, yeah, when you cry, drink water. It's good after. You said somebody already has it?
Yeah.
We're going to find one, bro. I told you I got us. I'm good at this.
Well, there's two.
I am the plug.
You are the plug. We can be all lowercase, I think.
Yeah, yeah, we'll get it. We'll get it together. Ooh, Seraph of the End is good, too. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Potentially follow Uwu Nation on Instagram.
Yeah, we're gonna get it together. I'm finding so much shit. God damn, I don't have enough. If I had a heart bar, it'd be like half full right now. I'm dying!
Thank you for tuning in. Sayonara.
Sayonara.